Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, What Time is Noon? Hilarious texts, ridiculous feedback, and not-so-subtle advice from teenagers by Chip Layton is a humor collection built from real text exchanges, social media material, and commentary about life with teenagers. Rather than offering a parenting system or a developmental study, the book works as a comedic anthology of the misunderstandings, literal thinking, and practical gaps that often appear in parent-teen communication. Layton is already known for his online work featuring family absurdities, and the book extends that voice into a printed format. Its purpose is primarily entertainment, but it also serves as a kind of relief for parents and caregivers who recognize the same patterns in their own homes. The book focuses on everyday situations such as school, money, schedules, chores, and technology, using those ordinary moments to show how differently teens and adults can interpret the same conversation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, real teen text as the book's core comedic structure. The central feature of the book is its use of real or real world is inspired text exchanges between teenagers and their parents. This format matters because the humor does not depend on invented characters or elaborate setups. It comes from the contrast between adult expectations and teen responses. Texting is a particularly effective medium for this kind of comedy because it records misunderstandings in a blunt, immediate form. Layton uses those exchanges as the backbone of the book, allowing the absurdity to emerge from short, familiar interactions. That structure also makes the book easy to dip into, rather than requiring a continuous narrative. Readers can open it anywhere and quickly grasp the joke. The result is less a story than a collection of moments that reflect a broader social reality. Communication with teenagers often feels half practical, half surreal. The format also reinforces authenticity, which is important in humor built from family life. The book works because it feels observed rather than invented, even when the examples are exaggerated for comic effect. Secondly, everyday knowledge gaps become the main source of satire. A major theme in the book is the gap between what adults assume teenagers know and what many teenagers actually misunderstand. The title itself signals this, since asking what time noon is represents a form of literal confusion that adults find baffling and funny. Similar examples in the book and related coverage point to gaps around money, school tasks, household routines, and practical terminology. This is not simply mocking ignorance. Instead, the book uses these moments to satirize how limited real-world knowledge can be when it is filtered through partial attention, school pressure, and dependence on parents. The humor often comes from a teenager applying logic too narrowly or missing the social meaning of an ordinary question. That kind of misunderstanding reveals a broader generational divide. Adults interpret daily life as a set of known reference points, while teens may still be learning how many of those reference points function. Layton turns that mismatch into comic material without turning it into a formal lesson, which keeps the tone light rather than instructional. Thirdly, parenting frustration is converted into shared recognition. The book is not just funny because of what teenagers say. It is funny because it captures how parents react to those comments. Layton frames the material in a way that acknowledges the exhaustion, confusion, and repetition that define many family conversations during the teen years. The comic payoff often comes from the parent recognizing that the same issue has already been explained multiple times, or that a routine task has somehow become a negotiation. This gives the book a strong relational dimension. It is not aimed at offering perfect parenting techniques, but at showing that ordinary parents are dealing with remarkably similar chaos. That shared recognition is what gives the book emotional value beyond the joke itself. The reader is invited to feel less isolated in the experience of raising teenagers. Because the material is grounded in real family exchanges, it avoids the polished artificiality that often weakens humor books about parenting. The tone is observant and resigned rather than sentimental, which fits the reality it depicts. That balance is one reason the book resonates with adults who want humor that feels earned by daily experience. Fourthly, social media humor is translated into a book-length format. Chip Layton's background as a viral creator strongly shapes the book's design and appeal. His online audience already knows his style concise, deadpan, and built around a recognizable family dynamic. This matters because the book does not try to become a traditional narrative or advice manual. Instead, it translates the rhythm of social media comedy into a longer printed form by collecting short, sharply observed bits of material. That transition creates a different kind of reading experience. Online, the humor works as isolated posts or clips. In book form, it becomes cumulative, allowing readers to see recurring patterns in teenage behavior and parental response. The audiobook bonus content mentioned in related sources also suggests that the project is deliberately tied to his broader media presence. The book therefore functions as an extension of an established comedic brand, not as a standalone literary experiment. For readers who already know Layton from TikTok or Instagram, the book offers a familiar voice in a more durable format. For new readers, it acts as an accessible entry point into his observational style. Lastly, the book offers comedy, not a structured parenting program. One of the most important things to understand about the book is what it is not. It is not a manual for adolescent psychology, a research-based parenting guide, or a step-by-step framework for solving communication problems. Its value lies in comedic recognition, not prescription. That distinction helps explain both its appeal and its limits. Readers looking for practical strategies will likely find the book too light, but readers who want a realistic, funny reflection of teen family life will find it effective. The inclusion of tongue-in-cheek advice, charts, and playful commentary gives the material variety, but these elements still serve humor rather than instruction. This positioning is what makes the book stand out in the crowded parenting-adjacent market. Many books in that space promise solutions. This one offers perspective through laughter that can still be meaningful, because comedy can reduce frustration by making problems feel shared and therefore less personal. In that sense, the book functions as emotional support in book form. It does not fix the teenage years, but it makes their absurdity easier to endure. In conclusion, What Time Is Noon will appeal most to parents, guardians, and adults who live with, work with, or simply spend time around teenagers. It is especially useful for readers who do not want a serious parenting manual, but do want an accurate emotional portrait of the teenage years as experienced through every day. Conversation. The main benefit is perspective. The book turns routine frustration into recognizable comedy, which can make repeated misunderstandings feel less isolating. It also offers a useful reminder that many teen behaviors are not unique failures, but common patterns of development, distraction, and literal thinking. Compared with other books in the humor or parenting category, it stands out because it is built from short, highly specific exchanges rather than broad anecdotes or general advice. That specificity gives the book immediacy and authenticity. It is also strongly connected to Layton's social media presence, so readers familiar with his online work will recognize the same voice, while new readers can quickly understand why his material has wide appeal. As a result, the book is best read as a comic companion to family life rather than a guide to solving it. If you would like to support Chip Layton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.